Coco Express, part of the Blog Talk Radio Network. Your host on the Coco Express is Aurelia Lyles. She's all about keeping it real. Great guests, interesting topics, so get on board. Listen, learn, live.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Coco Express Show for Saturday, May 2nd, 2015. I'm your host, Aurelia, and I am so happy to be here with you today. Today we're going to talk about something really important and something really interesting and something that sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. We're talking about blood donations in communities of color. This is a particular topic that is not often spoken about. In the communities of color, when you're discussing healthcare and health-related issues, there's always a disparity, and there's always demand, and there's always a need. And when it comes to blood, we have a special need for certain things because of the simple fact that we have other issues that are underlying that require a higher demand for blood donations. We have things like sickle cell anemia, kidney disease, high blood pressure, all these things, and there are more that contribute to it. If you want to think about it, for example, a sickle cell patient can have anywhere between 15 and 20 blood transfusions a year. Now, that's a lot. And when only 3% of the African-American, Latino, and communities of color are only donating blood, that is a high demand for the use and need. Today we're going to have a wonderful gentleman who's going to be joining us, and his name is Keenan Special Bristol, and he is going to have a concert, and the concert is through Music Brings Life, Inc., and the whole slogan is Heroes Donate Blood, and he's going to talk about a particular concert, how this concert is going to benefit and affect those particular communities in New York City. And I want him to tell the whole story and the whole situation because he can do it far better than I can. So please allow me the opportunity to bring to you Mr. Bristol.
Great morning.
Great morning to you too.
Actually, I should say great afternoon because it's actually after 12 o'clock. So
yeah, it is.
So I should say great afternoon. Forgive me for that because my mistake made you make a mistake, and that's not cool. So great afternoon.
It's all good. It's a beautiful day.
It is indeed. The sun is out shining and smiling on us. It's a great day.
Yes. And, you know, what even makes it more beautiful is the simple fact that we have this opportunity to discuss your particular event and what you stand for and what this is all about. Because I believe that these types of activities they're so important and they're so necessary. And we need to know more about them. And I want to thank you, one, for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me. Thank you very much for having me.
You're welcome. Now, tell us a little bit about you.
Keenan Special Bristol, as you beautifully announced me, that's my full name. Special is my stage name. I'm actually a musical artist and an actor. And I just, you know, at some point in time, on my timeline, you know, I just developed. It just kind of came to me, like this need, this era that's going on within these communities, this lack of awareness and knowledge, was going on in these communities, and you know, it's a bleed. It's, you know, it's a bleed that's going on because no one are donating blood. You know, so I had just, you know, I just came up to a point where, you know, I said, you know, I can use my musical talents. And I can use my will towards, you know, turning this whole thing around. So, you know, after doing some research, I was actually contacted by the blood bank in New York City about 6-7 years ago. And they were saying to me that, you know, what's going on, and the lack of blood donations was going on in our community. And I honestly was totally oblivious towards this, like, which is one reason why a lot of people don't donate blood, because people just don't know about hey, this is important. So, you know, I said to myself, okay, let me do research and find out why people aren't donating blood. And like I said, that was one of the reasons why, because people just don't know of that. Fear is another reason why. So I said, you know what, we got to get their attention. We got to get their attention. We got to make donating blood fun for everyone. So I said, what can we do? And I just started looking at myself like, well, you're an artist, you know, and you love people and you're an artist. That's it right there. So why don't it be a music organization, you know, that's geared around the cause? So we'll use music and influential musical artists to get everyone's attention. And once we get everyone's attention, then it's easier to implement the importance of donating blood. Because we live in a world that's very celebrity-driven. Whatever celebrities say, you know, wear, you know, they'll wear. Or this is how you should act. They'll act this way. So if we have celebrities saying, hey, come out to donate blood to a music brings like blood drive, people will be more likely to do so.
You're absolutely right. You do have a platform that is visible to a lot more people than the average person who's just walking down the street. And your visibility also lends you to being a role model. And to take all of that into consideration and decide that you were going to use this in such a positive way is just outstanding.
I appreciate that. You know, I really start, I learned that, you know, it's a purpose why I have these gifts. You know, it's a purpose why I can do the things that I do. And it's not just, and yes, it's to entertain, and it's also to educate, and it's also to fill, it's to serve other people. If you're not here on this planet helping other people out, then you're wasting time. You know, so we have these gifts, not just to serve only ourselves, but to serve other people. So I suppose this is the way that the universe has me serving other people, by helping people within the Black American, Latino, and the Caribbean communities to know about the importance of donating blood and make them start donating blood more frequently. And have fun doing it. Have fun doing it.
Yes, indeed. See, when I was coming up, you know, people donated blood, and what you get out of it, you got some cookies, crackers, and some orange juice.
They still give the cookies, you know, and that orange juice. You know, they kind of upgraded from the orange juice to apple juice, just to let you know that they upgraded. Yeah,
okay.
Sometimes you get Gatorade, too. Sometimes you get Gatorade. Just to inform you.
Okay, good. So, but it is important, and I have to admit that I was donating blood up in, and I was a regular blood donor in the New York area when I lived there. But when I moved away, it became a little difficult for me because you have to find the one that's in your area. So I will be back on top of that. That is something that I promise to you. But,
and you said that on air. Y'all heard her. You guys heard her live. She will come out. She promised to me that she will come out and donate blood. Everyone heard you. All your millions of fans, they all heard you, that you're going to come out and donate blood. So they all go, we all going to hold you to that. Yes, we heard her. It's confirmed. It's locked in. So I will see you soon donating some blood.
That is correct. Now, I was, you know, surprised to find out that you've been doing this for the past 4 years, and in that time period, you've raised 3,000 pints of blood?
This is correct, yes.
Amazing.
Yeah. This is correct, yes.
That equates to a lot of lives being saved.
Well, let's also educate, because we also want to use this platform to educate. That's why we're here, you know, and not only to bring awareness. When you donate a pint of blood, you're saving three lives, because the blood is broken into three different components and used for three different patients. So you're saving three lives. So thus, you are actually a hero. So you imagine you can do the numbers on us raising over 3,000 pints of blood. You know, you can do the numbers on how many lives got saved. You know, and it's really warming when you meet someone and they tell you, like, I'm living, because I get blood transfusions every month. Someone's telling you that, and you're one of the reasons why I'm getting these blood transfusions. Like, that inspires me to keep going. when someone tells you that, that inspires me to keep going.
Okay. Now, who are you partnering with for this particular music series?
So we're partners with the American Red Cross. They are our partners, and also with the Brooklyn Borough President, Eric Adams. I want to give a thank you to those two offices, which make things a lot easy for us as far as, you know, American Red Cross are the ones that retrieve the blood and Music Brings Life. You know, we're the ones that, you know, produces the concerts and get artists to come out and get people to come out to donate the blood. So that's how we the whole thing is, the system of the whole exact thing.
Okay, that's great. That is really great. I remember when Marty Markowitz was the man in Brooklyn.
that was only just a few years ago. Well,
I know.
Last year was his last term. So yeah, well, actually the year before, 2013, actually, yeah.
Okay. Yes, and I remember.
So you know,
I know. I've met Eric Adams before as well, so I'm familiar with who he is as well. So, I mean, good stuff, great people. And they really care about the community and the people in it. And that's really important because I believe that we really need to understand that in order for our communities to thrive, the people who are in positions to make a difference and make a change, they have to care. And this particular type of event shows that you care because you're saving lives in the process of bringing awareness and education.
Literally saving lives, literally, you know, and you know, again, I want to say thank you to, you know, to our partners for their support, you know, on putting together these events. You know, we're having our Code Red Blood Awareness Concert featuring reggae dancehall Sorani, who's coming in from Jamaica to perform at a free Code Red concert that we're having, free concert just to help out as part, to be a part of the mission and help people to come out to our blood drive. So this concert is going to be May 15th in Brooklyn, New York, from 7 to 10 at St. Francis de Sales School for the Deaf. That's May 15th. You can go get more information at musicbringslife.org. That's musicbringslife.org. And the Code Red Blood Awareness Concert will be May 15th. And I want to give a shout-out to Sorani, I mean, who's coming out, you know, from all the way from Jamaica just to be a part of this and get people within the Caribbean communities to come out to donate blood. And it's just wonderful when artists that I'm working with, that I know, they're hearing the call and they're answering and they're willing to, you know, donate their time and their brand towards the cause.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So I just want to say thank you to you also, because you are allowing us to have this platform to be able to speak. So I want to give a shout out to you also.
Oh, thank you so much. Now,
mm-hmm.
I also... Well, let's give some light to your song, Superman 1-2-3, because heroes donate blood.
Superman 1-2-3 away. What a song. Yes. That song is a fun record.
It is.
Like I said, it has to be, we have to make it serious, but the thing is, you have to make it not serious. And I know that sounds like a paradox, but we got to make it fun. We have to make it fun. And the record represents, it's a fusion of dancehall reggae and hip-hop.
Mm-hmm.
And it represents, it gets people to think about, hey, you too can be a hero by donating blood. Because mm-hmm. you're actually donating blood, and you're actually saving lives. So Superman 1-2-3 Away is a song that I composed to support the Music Brings Life slogan and mission, which is heroes donate blood.
Okay, so I'm going to play that for our listeners right now.
Oh, snap. I hope you are ready. Coco Express, baby.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Let's go! I'm more cool, I'm S-T-E-C-I-A-L. The new dance hall king, baby, can't you tell? Come on, dollar, Alamado and holla. Yeah. On the count of three, everybody now holla. Feel sunlight, do dance sunlight. So those flowers could bloom.
Flowers are bloom.
Get ready, ready for the fur by Burberry. Yeah. Don't hop the train, everybody hop the ferry. Put my name in a different category, far away from lame.
Right.
And I don't mean Will Smith when I'm keeping it jiggy.
Uh-huh.
Pop two bottles each for Pac and Ziggy. Just get a vibe. Stay vibe. We in Caribbean City, high on sister live. Another bomber drop, young save your mama. And we just wanna dance, so save the drama. Young Brooklyn,
Superman, up, up in the way like Superman. Everybody in position like Superman. Now count, 1, 2, 3.
Away!
Superman, up, up in the way like Superman. Everybody in position like Superman. Now count, 1, 2, 3.
Away!
That I make this summer bounce. I'm the 1, 2, 3. Everybody summer bounce. My shirt press sweet.
Yeah.
Special days need.
Yeah.
Show them the Sesame Street. I can tell these young can ball. After you bust the N1, show them all for the wall.
Who
say they approach is lame. Now act like you just missed your flight and signal the plan. Hit
the plan.
Heart rate coming. Everybody run under. Pray to God.
Pray to God.
That's who not get robbed. On the 3, 2, 1. Everybody SpongeBob.
SpongeBob.
Everybody SpongeBob.
Yeah.
Christian Dip. Beat the devil with the whip.
I got a new style.
Yeah. Superman dance, our music sweet too.
Yeah.
Practice the dance every night, time day. 21 is the trick, 18 is too bay.
Away!
Up, up, up,
up. Hop, hop, and away!
Up, 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 Superman. Hop, hop, and away like Superman. Everybody in position like Superman. Now count, 1, 2, 3.
Away!
Something for the first 200 people that come out and donate, correct?
Yes. So,
okay.
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm. The blood drives are going to be June 10th, July 1st, and August 5th from 1 to 7 p.m. at the Brooklyn Borough Hall Plaza. You come out to donate blood, you will get a free ticket to the 2015 Five Alone Blaze Music Burns Life Blood Awareness Concert. What you will see, the biggest artist of the year, biggest Caribbean artist of the year performing on that stage. That's the Five Alone Blaze Music Burns Life Blood Awareness Concert. You donate blood at one of the blood drives, you'll get a free ticket to see the biggest artist of the year in the Caribbean community. And you can, once again, for more information, just go to musicbringslife.org. That's musicbringslife.org. And everything that I'm saying, also my friend, everything that we're saying is on the website.
Okay, that's excellent. That's great. Now, Labor Day weekend is a big weekend in Brooklyn in the Caribbean community. Yes. So it's just going to be a great opportunity to get people out there and aware as well. So that would be just an amazing. And I don't know, you know, some of our listeners may have not had the opportunity to be on Eastern Parkway on Labor Day. It is one of the most fantastic, colorful, vibrant, lively experiences you'll ever have.
And you're right. You know, when you have all these ethnicities from the Caribbean, you know, Caribbean shores together, and and Americans who appreciate, you know, those cultures coming together for that day. You know, you want to, you know, you want to, that's a tradition that you want to continue to go on, you know, past our time here, so again, it ties back into, you know, we need to get people in those in the Caribbean communities, you know, aware of the importance of donating blood, because you just never know what can happen. One of your family members may get, you know, unfortunately, you know, God forbid, get in some sort of accident where they may need a blood transfusion, you know, and you know, it's Music Brings Life that's doing these blood awareness concerts to get people to donate blood so we can continue to have, you know, our annual, you know, Labor Day weekend events and continue to what's going on with our culture. So again, this is something that's inspiring to me. Myself, I am actually a person of the Caribbean descent, and it just you know, so it's dear to me. It's dear to me. Mm-hmm. It really is dear to me. So I like to say, please come on out to the free concert on May 15th. It's going to be in Brooklyn, starring myself and Sarani coming from Jamaica. That's the Code Red Blood Awareness Concert, the Code Red Blood Awareness Concert. That's May 15th at St. Francis de Sales School for the Deaf. And for the blood drive, you know, we're giving away free tickets. If you donate a pint of blood to the Five Alarm Blaze Music Brings Life Blood Awareness Concert Labor Day weekend. So all this information, you can go to musicbringslife.org. That's musicbringslife.org to get all of this information.
That's excellent. Now, I have one question.
Come on, ask away.
Yeah, the St. Francis School, is that near Prospect Heights?
Yes.
Okay.
Uh-oh,
okay.
You're a Brooklynite. I sound like you're a Brooklynite.
Yes, I am. Yes.
Uh-oh. I should have heard it in your tone. I was gone. I should have heard it in your tone. I should have. You know, Brooklyn people, we got this special, you know, we got, like, we can tell.
Yes.
Yeah, I should have heard it. Yes. So, yeah. Answer your question is correct. Yes, it is.
Okay. So it's like, that's the school. It's on the corner with, and it's like, right, for those of you who have been in Brooklyn or know a little bit about Brooklyn, if you're going to the Brooklyn Museum, you have to keep going down further, and you have to keep going past the Botanical Gardens, and you'll be able to find it.
That's absolutely correct. That's May 15th, Code Red. Mm-hmm. Blood Awareness Concert, May 15th from 7 to 10.
Oh, great, great, great. Excellent. Now, what other things do you have going on in addition to these concerts and your Superman 123 Away single?
Well, I'm actually working. We're really focused right now on our blood drives. And, mm-hmm. You know, my PR really has me booked up on a whole campaign to promote our mission. Aside from that, I'll be touring throughout the summer, and I'll be working on a movie in late quarter of the year. So we're still writing the script for that and working on that. So aside from Music Brings Life, which is my everything, you know, I'm also, you know, getting ready for a summer tour and getting ready to shoot a movie in the last quarter of the year.
Oh, amazing! So you are that's extremely busy, because putting on, I mean, you are the president and founder of Music Brings Life, and pulling all of this together, in addition to maintaining your career, that is a very full plate.
Well, you know, it's more than a career for me. You know, it's a calling. Like, mm-hmm. I was here to do this. Like, I was here, you know, I was here with these musical talents to serve other people. You know, so it's more than a career. It's a calling. Like, I'm destined to do these things here. This is why I'm here.
Okay, and that is true. And what you said earlier, I've said countless times, that the object of the whole exercise of us being on this planet is to help somebody.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, you and I are both aware that, you know, we have to get other people to be aware of that. You know, find your passion, find your mm-hmm. genius, unlock it, and utilize to help yourself, but also to help others.
Yeah.
So it's our job to do that, you know, be aware to help the unaware.
Yeah, and may I ask, what sparked this for you? I was just, you know, I'm sitting here and I'm saying, what sparked this? What ignited the flame for you?
It just came, I was just, you know, aside from me getting that call, you know, 6 years ago, asked, you know, people, you know, the blood bank bringing this to my attention, the lack of blood donation, you know, aside from that, after I got out of that meeting, I just really felt like, you know, I think looking at it from a spiritual perspective, I felt like I was called to do this. You know, like, okay, this is what you have to do. You know, looking at it from a spiritual perspective, and then physically, you know, it just felt right, and you just did it without naturally knowing, okay, you're doing it. You know, but you're doing it. Why am I doing it? Because you feel in your system that it's the right thing to do. So that's really basically it. Like, I felt like I was told by the universe, this is what you have to do. This is a problem. You have the instruments to solve the problem and create a solution, and you have to do it. So here I am, being obedient and doing and using my talents to serve others and entertain and have fun.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Just to hear it, you know, so often, you know, I think it, I don't always say it, but to hear it come from someone else is like a confirmation, and it should be a confirmation to my listeners as well, because they all have heard it before, but now you're hearing it, and it's true, and it is what it is. You cannot fight these types of inklings that are there inside of you. You have to go with it. You have to just go to it, go with it, move forward, move to it, because you won't feel good unless you do.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yes. You know, find your genius, unlock it, and serve.
Yes.
And be without fear. You know, the mm-hmm. universal principles are attainable to us all. I don't care who you are. You know, it's attainable to us all. Whatever one wants, one can have. But it's really your choice. It's up to you. If you want it, if you want to move that mountain, you can move that mountain. But it's up to you. If you feel you can't move that mountain, then you won't move that mountain because you say you can't. So it's really, again, up to you. The choice is yours.
Thank you. I keep saying thank you, thank you, thank you, because this is just amazing, and I appreciate you. Now, everyone can find out more information at www.musicbringslife.org. The concert, the Code Red concert, is going to be on Friday, May 15th from 7 to 10 p.m. at St. Francis de Sales School, and that's going to be in Brooklyn, New York. There are going to be other opportunities for you to donate blood, and that would be, I'm just reiterating to make sure I have it right, June 10th, June 1st, and August 5th. And on the website, it'll give you the address as to where you can go to make these donations, correct?
That is correct.
Okay, great. So to all of our listeners today, if you want to be a hero by donating blood, please go out and do it, no matter where you are, no matter what city, what state, wherever you are. This is an important thing that we need to do. We have to help our communities however way we can from wherever we are. And this is an opportunity for you to do just that. And we want to thank Keenan Bristol for coming on to the show and sharing this amazing and wonderful event that's going to happen. So if you can support, please do so. And I'm just grateful. And I also want to give a shout out to Mary Moore. She's just an amazing, amazing person. I'm so grateful for her as well.
Excellent. Shout out. I call her Double M. She says she likes my that's my nickname for her, Double M. Yo, Double. Every time she say, "Hey, Special, how you doing, Special?" She calls me by Special, my stage mm-hmm. name. And I'm like, "Hey, Double M," and she always laughs. So that's my name for her, Double M. So shout out to Double M.
Okay, that's great. So I want to thank you for joining us. And if you want to come back and, you know, and shout at us about the importance of doing this, please, you are welcome to come back at any time.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. So you have a great, great, great Saturday, and just enjoy your afternoon and the rest of your weekend.
You as well. Thank you very much again.
You're welcome. Everyone, that was Keenan Special Bristol with his Music Brings Life Code Red Awareness Concert that's going to be happening on May 15th from 7 to 10 p.m. in Brooklyn, New York. Now, each and every time we talk, I always tell you, you know, live your dreams. Don't let anybody try to steer you away from them, because you don't know why they're doing that. They need to just get on board with seeing how good you look doing what you feel is right for you. Always be good to yourself. And please, 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 take care of yourself. God bless. And we're just going to play Superman Away as we end.
Yeah. Superman,
you wanna,
1, 2, 3 away.
Yeah, you want to sing it for her? Come on.
Dance called Superman, up, up in the way like Superman. Everybody in position like Superman. Now count 1, 2, 3 away. You can do the you can do the Superman dance on the way to go and donate blood. And I didn't forget, young lady. You said it. You're gonna be doing the Superman dance to donate in blood. You said it. You're gonna be to donate in blood. You're gonna become a hero. You're gonna get a red key.
Okay, but I don't want to work up the sweat. Okay.
Until next time, keep it real, listen, learn, and live.